Figuring out our climate zone. Welcome to today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Maddox. With last week's unusual cold spell, experts are trying to better determine what type of climate zone Tennessee is in. And as UT's Chuck Denny reports, that's not something easy to figure out.
Granted, we had a few frigid days statewide, but for the most part, the winter of 007 was not especially cold in Tennessee. And with mild winters, we've also seen very hot and dry summers recently. The National Arbor Day Foundation has climate data that shows many parts of Tennessee had a definite warming trend from 1990 on. 10 of the warmest years ever were recorded during that stretch of time. But just because it's been warm, does that mean it's going to stay that way?
We're not Southern Mississippi.
Randall Lance runs the Nashville Lawn and Garden Show. There are tropical plants on display here, but that doesn't mean you can stick them in the ground at your house. A national arborist group has updated the USDA's plant hardiness zone map, placing Tennessee in a warmer category. But Mr. Lance doesn't agree with this.
No, let's not change it yet. 15 years is not long enough. I think a lot more research needs to be done.
UT gardening expert Carol Reese says there's a notable change in weather the last decade or so, but she's also against changing the climate zone. She's concerned this information may tempt gardeners to spend money on plants that won't last.
You know, I think we all want to cheat a little. We call it zone creep. We want to be able to plant the things that can grow a little south of here, and I think it's dangerous.
Zone change or not, Tennessee is still a state where you can have lots of beautiful variety in your garden. UT experts say when it comes to gardening in Tennessee, remember, this is the Mid-South, not the Deep South. This is Chuck Denny reporting.
And USDA is expected to have its new climate zone map out within a few months. Have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.